Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday morning MV Pro Call. Today is March 20th, and I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which, of course, you can do by subscribing to Motor Vitality on whatever podcast application you happen to use, or by visiting MotorVitality.com, where you can listen to years and years and years worth of archives. All right, so we're going to do things a little differently today because we have a guest speaker on, so I'm not going to start the call the way I do normally, which is by asking, you know, kind of reviewing, you know, the week, see if anybody had any questions or those types of things. But we have a guest today that we're going to hop right into a conversation with. And those of you that listen to this call will recognize the voice. He has for the last couple years been a regular on this call, and I'm like, who is this guy? Let's see if we can get to know him a little bit. And so I called Scott Pilkerton from this is Scott from Alabama, as some of you may know him as. Hey, Scott from Alabama is what I usually say first thing in the morning, usually before we start recording. One of the things I can say about Scott, because I don't really know that much about you either, Scott, and that's what I thought. This might be kind of an interesting conversation. Here's what I do know. I know that there are people in this industry that, you know, they learn enough to go do their job. And that's fine. I get it. We're crazy busy. You know, there are people out there. There are times when Motor Vitality, my company, has worked with companies. We've brought salespeople on and kind of semi-required that they be here. And those have been some of the people that we have on the call. Now, I know a lot of you listen to this on recording. You know, I look at the downloads and we get usually at least 100 downloads a week. So I, you know, hello to those of you listening to this via recording. But I always, it's a huge compliment and somewhat of a wonderment to me when there are people out there that put this on their calendar, that find value in these conversations enough, and you know, to come on. And it is why I continue to do them. You know, why I continue to put this forum together. I think that is the difference between professional, and it doesn't necessarily have to be on this call, right? And, you know, there are professionals out there, and then there are people who just work it as a job. But to me, it is a symptom of a professional, somebody who looks at opportunities to better themselves, to grow, to have conversations, to get outside of the bubble a little bit. And so it's a little bit impressive to me. And Scott, since you came into this call a couple years ago and you've been a regular here, you know, and not only do you log on, but you participate and you bring a ton to the conversation, I thought it would actually might be interesting to get to know you a little bit. And so, Scott Pilkerton, welcome to the NV Pro Call, this time where you are the guest of honor. Tell us a little bit about, so you just last week said you had your 8-year anniversary in the industry. What's your background? Where'd you come from? What did you do before this, and how did you stumble into this industry called water treatment?
Well, I'm very impressed that you got my last name right. Because Scott from Alabama is a lot easier than saying Scott Pilkerton.
Last night I said it as my mantra going to bed. I was like, Pilkerton, 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 Pilkerton. I just kept saying it over and over because I did not want to get it wrong.
I would be probably what's considered jack of all trades, master of none. In high school and college, I worked in radio. Ooh. When I realized that, you know, if I wanted to eat more than ramen noodles, I needed to find a real job. And I've been in sales most of my professional career, starting out with beer and wine. I worked for a Coors distributor in Birmingham. And then prior to getting in this industry, I actually worked for the Yellow Pages. Anybody remember the Yellow Pages?
Yeah, what the heck is a Yellow Page?
Well, we just stopped using them last week. You talk to anybody under 35 years old, you might as well be saying, like, I used to work on like buggies and horses and steam engines.
My wagon wheel business.
But when that industry eventually went south and they tied it to a tree and bashed it with a shovel, I was in my late 40s, and I didn't really know what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wanted to take my time and really find something. So I actually went to Lowe's and worked at Lowe's. I thought I'd do this for a couple of weeks while I find something, and I worked there for a year. But I really wanted to take my time and find out what I wanted to do. And I came across the company that I work for now, and, you know, I knew nothing about the water treatment industry, but it was fascinating.
You can actually say it now. You're a guest. So you're with Aqua Systems, right?
Oh, yeah, Aqua Systems of Alabama.
So I know we normally don't talk company and don't talk product, but you know, this is part of who you are, and you're allowed to say it today. So you're with Aqua Systems in Alabama, right?
Correct.
Thank you.
And
that.
I knew nothing
I
about
you
it.
Being careful. Yeah.
But I knew nothing about, but, you know, and my thought, well, boy, everybody uses water. It's in every aspect of your life. Well, that might be fascinating. And got into it and started. And at the time, we just handled the business in Birmingham, which is the largest city in the state of Alabama. Started out like given a script, given a kit, and was tasked with growing the market, and started, you know, doing what a lot of other companies did, where going out and hanging bottles on mailboxes and walking through neighborhoods and talking to people, doing every little festival that you could find, from the strawberry festival, the chocolate festival, all the spring and summer festivals, doing that, and built the market to the point to where we eventually expanded north to Huntsville, which is the second largest city in the state of Alabama, and then expanded south. And now we've gotten to the point to where we cover the entire state of Alabama. We've got multiple reps that work with me and under me. And I am tasked not only with being a full-time sales rep, but I also do the hiring. I do the training. And I do the sales management of my staff.
So, Scott, how big was it? So did you approach the company, or did they find you? I mean, how did you come in contact with them?
Well, I saw the ad and responded to it.
Okay. And so you interviewed, and how big was the company when you first started?
Well, they had scaled back to the point where it was previously another dealership.
Mm-hmm.
And long story short, had given the dealership back and was just going to cover the service, and then came across Aqua Systems, and with the equipment and the business model that they do, really intrigued him, started doing it just himself, then brought me in. And when I came in, it was our general manager that was hired on about 6 months before I was. Per me, a service tech and a installer. And that's where it was 8 years ago. Now, we're at 46 employees. I've got four installers on the road every day and 8 service trucks on the road every day.
Wow. Wow. So it's sort of grown. I mean, that was a couple years before COVID. Do you think that COVID helped in that growth, or, you know, I mean, has it, I mean, that's pretty substantial growth in that, amount of time. What do you account for that?
It's service. It just goes to, we are a service-centric company, from the owner to the girls that answer the phones, to the service techs, to us on the field, to our installers that work for us. It is all about the customer experience. And that is the reason that we have grown, and not because of the organic leads that come through from the different marketing channels that you do, but it's from the referrals. Of if you go out and do a really good job, then those other people, those people that get it, not only do they have the great experience with their water, which is the main thing that we're doing, is they want to tell people not only about their water, but the experiences they had with your company.
Yeah. So what would you, what do you tell, you know, so you're responsible for hiring new people, you said, salespeople. What do you tell them to convince them to come into the industry? I mean, what's your, you know, because it is sort of, you know, when we hire people and we bring them in, it is sort of our job to sell the industry and the job to them as well. I mean, you know, I have found that, I don't know if this has been the case with you, that the best sales professionals within the industry see it as a partnership. You know, I want them, but they also want more than just a paycheck. They want to work in the industry as well. I mean, do you see it that way? And how do you, what do you tell them to kind of sell the position to them as well?
Well, you got to have a servant's heart. Like, that is the most important thing, is you've got to be not a salesperson, is you've got to be the type of person that wants to help other people. Because salespeople that are in it just for the money will never be successful in doing this. Just in my opinion, you've got to be able to go out and be the detective, to be the consultant, to learn about what problems your potential customers have, and also help them uncover the problems that they didn't even know existed. And I am a firm believer of the old school way of thinking that you can get everything in this world as long as you help enough other people get what they want in this world as well.
It sounds like something I may have said before.
You might have stole that from Zig Ziglar, so I don't think you're the first one, Kelly.
No, I think it's the best kept secret that is so openly and available to everybody. The more you give, the more you get. I mean, it's just the way it is. It's like if you're the most selfish person in the world and you want everything, the secret is to give away everything, because it all comes back to you. You know, it's like, it's incredible how many different ways you can word it and say it. But, and I think it really, that fits with what little I know about you and your personality and your tenacity for learning. So, so where do you, you know, so you look for people, and how often are you able to find those people?
It's tough, like any industry, of finding the right fit for the job and the culture.
Yeah.
But I have been successful. I've got a couple of reps for me that are really passionate about the industry. They are very passionate about helping people and always doing the right thing. But, you know, it's one of the biggest challenges these days in hiring is finding that right fit for the culture.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. I totally agree with you. And it takes time. You can't just hire a body. I mean, I guess you can occasionally get lucky when you just hire them in masses type thing. It really takes time. And I don't know if you feel this way, but I found that if you spend the time during the interview process and really getting to know them, then you don't always get it 100% right, but it helps a lot. You don't get, you're less likely to get 90 days into it going, wow, this was not the person I thought they were.
Would you agree with that?
Oh yeah, but because we don't cattle call, we don't run, you know, hiring classes like we're going to bring in five this week and then because our pay structure, we're not 1099, we're actually salaried employees. So I'm not looking for the person that's going to run out there and sell their fans, their friends and family, and if they get it, they'll stick around. If they don't, I don't have any skin in the game. They're gone. I'm looking for the subject matter expert. I'm looking for the person that I want to put in front of my clients, because those are my potential, you know, those are my future advocates for what I do. And so I've got to be very careful about who I send in front of my potential clients.
Yeah. So, you know, in terms of, I mean, obviously you're on this call and you and I have talked, we talked the other day and you said that you have spent, you know, a lot of time doing sales training. I mean, you know, we talk a lot about salespeople and sales professionals, right? And I know you've been on the call when we've had that conversation where, you know, what do you do to emulate professionals? And just in talking to you and seeing, I mean, you read up on your profession. I mean, you study your profession, you go to seminars. You just told me that a couple days ago that you're taking somebody else, you know, that there's a gentleman that that does in-home sales training and that sort of thing. And you mention on this call frequently things that you've seen or done for training. What is it that, you know, why the continue? I mean, you've been in sales your whole life. What drives you to continue to try and learn more about, you know, about your profession, this profession of sales? And you happen to be in the water treatment industry, and frankly, I'm glad, because you are the type of person that I want in this industry. But, you know, what drives you to continue to hone your profession?
Well, it's water treatment, to me, is fascinating. I love it because I've been doing this for 8 years and I learn something new every day. Something like, oh, okay. And when, you know, you're very new to this, you know, this profession, and, you know, everybody has a basic outline of how they do, and they do the script, and you go out and say the words, and you might not really understand what you're saying, or how you say it. So you go out and you do the research on this, and the problem with the internet is there's 50 websites that say this is awesome, and there's 50 websites that say, you know, this will kill you tomorrow, and the truth is somewhere in the middle. My biggest development in what I do as a water treatment professional has come from this call, because I have been able to take the research that I do, come here, and to be able to ask the different professionals in the industry of, you know, is this accurate? Is this true? How would you say this? How would you address this? This has helped with my talk track of how I address things, from fluoride to PFOSs to reverse osmosis to to soap usage. There has been so many things that I say every day that I have perfected because of the resource that I've had here of being able to ask and make sure that not only am I saying it with confidence, but I'm relaying the correct information the correct way.
You've said stuff like that before in this call, and I got to tell you, that makes me I can't even begin to tell you how warm and fuzzy that makes me feel, and I appreciate that very much. And let me just say also that I have learned a lot from you as well. The questions that you ask, you know, one of the things, it's easy to get stuck in saying things a certain way or doing things a certain way, and to, you know, to kind of get in that routine. And one of the things I love about some of the contributions you've made to the cause, it makes me question, am I doing it the right way? You know, am I stuck in my old ways, or did I get that wrong or right, or, you know, whatever. So that goes two ways. I appreciate that very much, by the way.
But I'll give you a specific example. So okay. early and what I understood about reverse osmosis, I would go through and tell people, oh, well, you know, the only thing you taste in that is water because it's the only thing that's in there. Well, that's incorrect. You helped me with being able to identify that with reverse osmosis, it's an insurance policy because it reduces all contaminants across the all of contaminants across the board. So whether they know about it or whether they don't know about it, reverse osmosis reduces everything across the board. Not removes everything; it reduces everything.
Yeah, yeah. The key word there. Yeah, yeah. Reduce, absolutely. So, yeah, I agree with you. And it's sometimes in the way I word things, and sometimes I'll get emails from people and. You know, that will offline or text message. And I'm like, you know, where somebody will question the way I worded something on the call. And I'm like, oh man, I wish they'd have said that on the call because that's what, you know, because it's, I don't want, you know, if I'm saying it wrong, I don't want it out there being repeated. You know, so I love that. I mean, that's the whole purpose, right? It's for us to talk to each other, to get it out there. So Scott, switching, you know, direction just a little bit. What do you like to do? I mean, who is Scott Pilkerton? I mean, what do you like to do for fun? You know, tell us a little bit about your life outside of, you know, the water treatment industry. How do you refill your bucket?
Well, I've been married for 26 years. My wife is also in sales. So if you want anybody outside of sales, if you want to hear the worst conversation you've ever heard is me and my wife having a couple of drinks on Friday night, rehashing our sales appointments over the week. She is,
what does she sell?
Biggest, she's a industrial sales rep for Granger. Mercedes, manufacturing plant, not too far from us. And she handles Mercedes and all of the Mercedes suppliers. But you know, having another salesperson, you know, in the house to be able to, like, role play in this different scenarios. Yeah. And she is my biggest advocate. She runs the household. I've got two boys. My oldest is 22. He's in his senior year at the University of Alabama. And my youngest is graduated high school last year, and he is leaving in just a couple of weeks, and he's going out to work and Grand Tetons National Park for the season, and then he's coming back and he's going to do environmental science as a career. So
nice. Okay.
Really, it's the core four. We hang out a lot together. I love my boys. I love the people that they're becoming. They're so smart. They're so funny. We've got we like to, like, cook a lot. We've got a little cabin on a river that we like to run down and, you know, shake off the week for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Really like college football and basketball. I'm a big Packers fan.
All right. I'm sorry. That's the end of this call.
Okay. Be good for 1 year and then you come out.
I can understand that.
It's like, Packers? Are you kidding? I mean, you had me until Packers, Scott. What are you doing?
But me and my son have my youngest son, he's really big into sports. And so what we're trying to do is go see the Packers play in every NFL stadium over the next couple of years.
That's actually pretty cool. I think that is pretty neat. I'm just, Packers have always been, you know, for years, being from Michigan, you know, the Packers embarrassed us on Thanksgiving Day most years, so.
Well, that's because your team embarrassed themselves most years.
That is very true. That is very true. It's sort of some responsibility there. Yeah. But anyway, no, that's kind of cool. So you guys make it a point to go see the games, and how many have you done so far?
So we've been to Green Bay, New Orleans, Atlanta, Nashville. And this year we're going out to Pittsburgh.
Okay, very cool. That's kind of a neat little goal. And is that just with the one son or both your boys?
So my youngest son is really into like sports. He does sports photography.
Yeah.
My oldest son, he's really into music, so me and him go to concerts together. So
okay.
We go and see, like, the Eagles and like, David Gilmour. And
did you see Gilmour? Where did you see Gilmour?
In Nashville.
Where?
In Nashville at the Bridgestone Arena.
Gilmour, you did? Really? I just saw him at Madison Square Gardens in November. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's like you come out, you feel like you've gone to a political rally.
Gilmour? Oh, because the everything. Because I saw Roger Waters. Roger Waters is definitely.
Roger Waters.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Roger Waters. Yes, Roger. I was going to say, Roger Waters definitely political. And, boy, to the point of some, I'm like, come on, just play the music, Roger.
That's not too at two different ends of the spectrum to get those two mixed up.
No, I thought Gilmour was the opposite of political. He just played. He was so good. But anyway, that's awesome. I learned something about you. We're going to have that conversation because Pink Floyd, all-time favorite band ever. So, and it's in the music, very cool. Okay. That's awesome. And what else? Pets, dogs, cats?
Oh, yeah. Three dogs, three cats. And we really like to do karaoke. I've got a whole room set up downstairs that's underground, thankfully, for my neighbors. But I've got a full PA. I've got fog. I've got light set up. And from time to time, we'll go down there and we'll just, like, sing till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And I tell you, the kids love it. That is tongue-in-cheek because they don't get into it like me and my wife do.
you gotta have something as parents that the kids roll their eyes at, right?
The only thing is I've got an 1800 watt subwoofer the PA, and so they're really rolling their eyes because they can hear it on the third floor.
So you guys, I assume, live in a little apartment, right? You know.
Oh yeah, small apartment.
The neighbors. Yeah. Well, Scott, this has actually been interesting. Let's bring it back. Here's your chance on this call. You've got the floor. The last 2 minutes of the call here. What do you say to the MV Pro call listeners out there? What words of wisdom or advice do you think they should take?
What helped me more than anything is remove yourself from the sale. It is not about the sale. If you go in not assuming the sale, because you hear that all the time, assume the sale. Go in and every appointment that you do, find out what they got going on with their water, what do they know about it, what do they not know about it, and because this is a emotional purchase. You have to know the equipment for the engineers that you come in, but 9 times out of 10, we are selling the experience. We are not selling the equipment. It's the same thing that Black & Dellis Deckard does not sell drills. They sell holes in the wall. The drill is the thing that you use to get the holes in the wall. So people want to protect their investment in their house. They want better skin. They want better hair. They don't want to have to clean as often. They want to use all-natural soaps and detergents, or they want to use less soaps and detergents. It is about the experience that we sell. The cleaner, better-tasting, safer water for them and their family. It is the experience that we are selling, not the equipment. So you have to find out what problems they have, uncover the ones that they didn't know, because you have to build value for them to make a purchase, because your competition is not doing that. 9 times out of 10, your competition is giving quotes over the phone. They are showing up and going, oh, okay, you got hard water. Well, here's what you need to fix it. There's this, and it's got X and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
They're not explaining the experience with the water, because this is an emotional purchase. That's and then if you do your job right and you explain what's in their water, what their water would be like if they decided to treat it, then it's an easier conversation of like, this equipment does this, this equipment does this, this equipment does this, because really price point doesn't dictate water quality. As long as it's the same technology, a more expensive system and a less expensive system are going to provide the same quality of water. What do you sacrifice with a smaller system?
That's right.
It's always going to be build quality. It's always going to be warranty. It's always going to be more maintenance. But they do the exact same thing, because everybody has their own budget. Everybody has their own story. And so you just got to be – you got to go out and help people. If you help people, then the sale will come naturally.
Agreed 100%. Scott, I appreciate you taking the time. It's nice. I actually learned some things about you here that I wasn't aware of. And you know, it's nice to kind of put a little personality behind the voice we hear every week. I want to say how much I appreciate you logging on to the call. It just means a lot to me what you say and what you do and what you're bringing to the industry. So thank you very much. Everybody else, thank you. I hope you found this interesting as well. We will talk to you next week, if not before. So thanks, everybody. Be safe.
All right. Have a great day, everybody.
That was a great story.